The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
Well, hi there, everybody. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to the Sprint Car Show podcast for Monday, January the 15th. John and Pee Wee Zamatis have a new driver for their Zemco number 1410 Sprint Car in central Pennsylvania. We'll talk to him next here on the Sprint Car Show, brought to you by Kinzer Air Filters, proudly made in the USA.
With more than 30 years' experience in the industry, Kinzer Air Filters have earned the trust of racers from local tracks to the national scene. Kinzer Air Filters offers a 360 dome positive charged air filter, the cleanest air filter on the market. Easy to use, can be cleaned with soap and water. From sprint cars and midgets to late models, drivers rely on Kinzer Air Filters as a brand they can trust while being economically affordable. Trust, support, and pride. Three words that will sum up your experience with Kinzer Air Filters. Roger Kinzer believes in his clients and thanks everyone for their continued support. To learn more, call Roger at 812-327-7103. That's 812-327-7103. Keep watching for the newly redesigned Kinzer Air Filter website. Kinzer Air Filters, proudly made in the USA.
Welcome back to the Sprint Car Show, everybody. Well, this afternoon, Logan Wagner took to Facebook to announce that he was the new pilot of John and Pee Wee Zamias' 410 Sprint Car machine at Port Royal Speedway on Saturday nights. We caught up with Logan just a little while ago, and he tells us how the ride came about.
I heard Dale was out of the car sort of at the end of the year, so I called him about maybe going to Charlotte, and you know, he said he was just done for the year, sort of disappointed. So, you know, then it sort of materialized into me and him talking back and forth over the winter and progressively heard from other people more and more that maybe I was in contention for the ride, you know, and then things started to get more real. And then I started calling him and we're talking back and forth. And, you know, we found out that we were sort of on the same page as far as what we wanted to do, and it just sort of worked. It clicked, and talked to Tommy Carl and drove up and met him, and me and him worked well together, and I just feel like it's a good opportunity for both of us.
Where would you have been this coming year if this ride hadn't been available?
Probably very similar to last year, just sort of doing my own thing with my own car, racing at Port Royal for half the season maybe. Maybe 10, 12 shows at Port Royal, not every show. Hopping around, running Lernerville some, just doing the same thing, you know, trying to get an opportunity. Sort of what I've been working on for the last couple of years. So just, or, you know, maybe trying to build my team with some good sponsors that we already have and maybe some newer sponsors, you know, just sort of focusing attention on that and just focus attention on our normal deal.
So the plan then is just for you and the Zemco team to race. You're going to pilot the car on Saturday night then.
Yeah, I'll be racing it at Port Royal, and they just want to run Port Royal for now. And we'll just be there every Saturday at Port Royal. And then depending on how we do is depending on where we'll go from there.
So there is talks then about possibly, I mean, obviously Speed Week would be something you guys would be looking at.
I'd say be a consideration, but just as far as schedule wise, we're just going to do Port Royal. I know John is just really, I think he really just wants to get back into, not saying he hasn't in the past, but just get back to the grassroots and enjoying it, you know, and going to Port Royal and enjoying seeing his car there. That's what he wants. So that's what we'll do. And, you know, who knows, maybe if we get running solid, we'll do something else. But for now, that's just what we're planning.
Will this give you an opportunity to do other races outside of their schedule with your own car then? And what will you be looking to do with your own car outside of the Zemco schedule?
John said that he wants me to run as much as I can. So I'm going to race my car outside of his stuff. I'll run it on Friday night if I need to. You know, it won't be every Friday night, but it might be Lernerville some, hopping around, some All-Star stuff. Might go out to Ohio, do some Sunday stuff, but maybe at Susquehanna in my car. Bedford, you know, and maybe do some of Speed Week in my car too.
Has it sunken in? I mean, obviously this is a coveted ride. The name Zemco has been synonymous with motorsports in central Pennsylvania for many, many years. Has it really sunken in yet, or is it still early in the process?
I would say so. You know, it's just a different feeling. You know, it's like the opportunity's here, so I have more drive right now to succeed. And that's what my focus is on. You know, like I got the opportunity, now it's my job to prove my opportunity. So I haven't really let myself get carried away with it and like, wow, I really got this info right. I'm more, my attention right now is focused on winning races and how we can win races, you know, and we start winning races and it might sink in, you know, but, you know, it's my job right now to go out and win races. That's what I'm focused on.
What would you say you've improved on as a driver in the 410 division over the past couple of years?
I would say with any race car that anyone drives, it's the ability to adapt and think ahead. And the further you can think ahead, the better you are. And when in any form of race, and whenever someone gets into a race car, they're just reacting, you know, to what's happening. They're not looking ahead or maybe strategizing. So I think more than anything, it's my ability to sort of strategize laps down the road or know who I'm racing with or how they race. So I think with anything, you know, knowing when to pull the trigger, you know, if I'm running 20th and there's five laps to go, I probably shouldn't be sliding that guy, you know, but you know, you're sitting top five, top 10, you know, and you want to advance. You got to start making some things happen quick. So I think it's more than anything that my ability to think ahead along with know when to do it and when not to do it, you know, as a smart driver.
And you mentioned your meeting with Tom. What point of that meeting did you realize you two guys, besides the schedule, did you realize that there was starting to be a click?
I would say, you know, I got off the phone with John Zamaitis and he said, I want you to call and talk to Tommy. You know, because we have to click. So I called Tommy and he called me back. It was like 9 o'clock at night. We ended up being on the phone for the first time we talked till about 11. You know, we had a pretty long phone conversation. I feel like, you know, I first knew things were really clicking whenever we were talking about setup and why he runs a certain car and sort of was finishing his sentences with why he did certain things. And he was, you know, replying exactly, you know what I'm doing. So, you know, just the general background of the older style mentality of racing, like my father that's been running for 30 years. I think Tommy has that mentality. And, you know, I think I know how to work with that mentality. So it should work really well.
So it sounds to me then like there's not a, I mean, this is a, again, we go back to it. It is a coveted ride. But it sounds like there's not a lot of pressure on you at the moment, or at least you're not giving any indication that anything with the Zamias is, of course, is not only top-notch, but they're focused on winning, and so is Tommy.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like you're overburdened by that thought that the, you know, the media puts out there. Would that be the case?
No, you know, I don't know. It's cool, and, you know, it probably should get to me as far as nerves, but in the same sense, you know, I'm there for a job and that's to win races. And I just need to do everything I can to win those races. So, you know, I don't know. I don't feel like nerves have got to me in the past. We went to Knoxville for the first year and run well. Anytime I feel like I've been in a high pressure situation, I've always capitalized and succeeded. So, you know, the nerves are sort of out of the question.
Speaking of Knoxville, Eldora, any of those events on the schedule for you and the team, or is it just strictly Port Royal Saturday night?
It's just strictly Port Royal Saturday night for now.
How's Dad at this moment with you winning this ride? What's how proud is he of you?
Dad don't say much.
No, he doesn't.
he don't say much at all. So, you know, we were, Dad probably didn't even know I was talking to John Zamaitis, you know. He maybe knew that I was on the phone with him some this winter, but we didn't really talk about it. And I brought it up too, and I'm like, yeah, you know, there's a possibility of me getting this, you know. We didn't really talk about it much, and when I did get it, you know, he was proud of me. But, you know, we don't talk much really about that at all.
Finally, for you and the Zamaitis team, what do you think is going to be the formula for success in the upcoming season?
Get fast early. We need to get fast early, and the quicker Tommy and I can click, the faster we're going to be. And I think ultimately, to achieve the success, we're going to have fun doing it. You know, I'm going to bring a fun upbeat atmosphere back to the one car. I want John to have fun. I want Tommy to have fun. I want to win races while we're having fun. So that's my job.
We wish Logan, Tommy, and the Zamiases all the best of luck in their new ventures here in 2018. There's some more news coming out this afternoon. Dave Blaney heading back to the All-Stars for a full season of the competition. We will work on getting Mr. Blaney onto the podcast here very shortly. And that's all the time we have for this particular podcast, which has been brought to you by Kinzer Air Filters, proudly made in the USA. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Sean Wood.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.